The helicopter crash that killed 30 Marines and one sailor in the Iraqi desert yesterday struck a particularly sharp blow to a small military base half a world away. 27 of those killed in the crash of the Super Stallion chopper were based at Kaneohe Bay, Hawaii. Ed Case is a Democratic congressman from Hawaii. He says because of the large number of Hawaiian servicemen and women in Iraq, there is a close bond between civilians and members of the military.
We have over 10,000 troops in the field in Iraq and Afghanistan right now, with another 2,000 mobilizing from the Guard and Reserves to Iraq as we speak. And I think Hawaii is not unlike the rest of our country. We can and do disagree and have disagreements internally about whether we should have gone into Iraq to start with or whether we went in the right way. But we are absolutely united in support of our troops.
William Cole is the military writer for the Honolulu Advertiser. He's been covering the story there, and he joins us now. Mr. Cole, obviously this is hard news for any community to hear, but when the numbers are so high, what's been happening there since word of the crash?
Yeah, it's a pretty tragic day here in Hawaii. The crash is so recent that families are still adjusting to this horrible news, and the Marine Corps is still working to get information out. So there's still a lot of uncertainty. There's some frustration as the Marine Corps tries to inform its community here and deal with such a terrible loss.
The waiting must be incredibly difficult for these families. How are they coping?
They, of course, talk to one another. There's they have the common bonds of deployment, and at this point, there's still a lot of uncertainty. They're still looking for information. I had one wife whose husband is part of the battalion. He's actually in Okinawa, did not go to Iraq with the battalion, but she lives on base, and she said she's waiting for the other shoe to drop, meaning to find out all the names of the Marines who were killed. There's only been a few names that have come out through family members. The Defense Department has not released all the names, and they're waiting to hear those names, make a connection, see if they knew that person, and hoping that they don't have that personal connection.
Now, we should say that this has been a very rough year for the families at Kaneohe. Could you tell us about what's been going on since last October?
Yeah, the 1st Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment deployed to Iraq in September. Based in the Fallujah area, there was a suicide car attack against a truck convoy, and 8 Marines from the battalion were killed in that, which was just a huge loss in itself. The Marines then went on to fight in some of the pitched battles in Fallujah. More Marines were lost in that, and now we have this horrible helicopter crash in which 26 Marines and one Navy corpsman from Hawaii have been killed. So there's a huge military deployment out there. Obviously, when something like this happens, there's great attention focused on the loss, and there is great sorrow within the community.
Mr. Cole, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
William Cole is the military writer for the Honolulu Advertiser.